studio with me, I have Sinethemba Baoti, also known as Ali Jabulani, a Jabulani Kingdom Hospital entertainer from Reach for a Dream. Reach for a Dream encourage children to use their dreams to fight life-threatening illnesses, and we try as far as possible to make these dreams come true. What you don't know about my guest is that we have known each other for a long time. Hi, Ali Jabulani. Do you remember when and where we met?
Yes, I still remember when we met, but it was a long time ago. But I still remember the place where I think it was Astro School, right?
Yes.
Yes, I did meet you at Astro School.
Can you please tell me more about yourself and the work that you do?
Okay, basically, my name is Ali Jabulani. I'm one of the Jabulanis here in Cape Town. There are only three of us in Cape Town, but so I go by the name of Ali Jabulani. So what I do, I go in and out in hospital, different hospital around Cape Town. What we're trying to do, we're trying to put a smile into the children's face. We try to do magic show for them, do some balloon animals for them, and also give them some coloring books just to cheer them up. You know, that's what we do, just to put a smile on their faces. Yeah, that's our main goal.
So when you grew up, what do you want to become?
When I grow up, yeah, I want to do many things, you know. I just want to do so much stuff, especially acting, you know. I just want to do acting most, like maybe comedy acting and comedy magic. That's what I want to do, you know.
Yeah.
Where does the love for entertaining comes from?
I think like I was born as an entertainer, you know, because like I'm a very talkative guy. Wherever I go, I always bring the energy. I'm trying all the time. I'm trying to entertain people. So I think I was born with it, you know. I was born with it. Yes.
How do you become part of Reach for the Dream?
It was my dream to go to hospital and entertain kids. Luckily then, I was lucky because I found out about there was this organization like Reach for a Dream was visiting kids into hospital, and they have entertainers as well there. So I wanted to become an entertainer, and then luckily I end up becoming the entertainer there at Reach for a Dream. So for me, it's an honor to be there, you know? Yeah, but that's what I wanted to do.
So for the listeners who does not know about the work you do here in hospital,
yes,
can you please tell us more about it?
I beg your pardon?
For the listeners who does not know about the work you do here in the hospital, can you please tell us more about it?
Okay, so basically what we do, we try to come to the hospital and entertain kids using magic, but kids who are facing life-threatening illnesses, only those kids, especially those kids. So we try to do magic for them. We do some balloon animals for them. We also do we also give them some coloring books, you know, and we also reading some story for them, you know. Yeah,
we are celebrating 2 years as a station, and our theme is hashtag it's a party. So in a party you have fun, right?
Yes.
So what makes you happy?
I think the thing that made me happy outside, there were so many kids that were outside there. I was entertaining them, you know, so I felt like I was on my shift already, you know, so yeah, so that's what I enjoy, to entertain these kids. Yeah, I enjoyed.
How do you come up with your tricks?
I spent so much years practicing, you know, practicing the sleight of hand, children magic as well. So what I do each and every day when I'm not at work, I'm always practicing in order to come and showcase new magic tricks for kids in hospital instead of doing the same thing over and over again. So I spend most of my time practicing, reading books, magic books, watching DVDs, you know. Yeah, that's what I do. You know,
do a quick trick for me.
You want a quick trick for you?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, right. Now, I have one question for you, right? Do you know what is the magic sport? She doesn't know what is the magic sport. Magic sport is something like this. Can you tell them?
Oh, wow.
What color is this?
It's red.
You see what I'm going to try to do? I'm going to try to make this ball disappear, right? I'm going to close my hand right now. Mm-hmm. I'm closing my hand. Can you see?
Yes.
Let's go. Let's count. One, two, three. The ball is gone. Do you believe me?
No.
No, she doesn't believe me, right? Look, the ball is back again. No, I was just kidding. Okay, anyway, you know what? I think I have a good idea. I think I should make this ball disappear into your hand. I want you to squeeze your open hand. Squeeze your hand. At the count of three, do you know what is the magic word?
Don't
say abra banana. It's abracadabra. Okay, but it's fine. Today we're going to use my lovely magic word. It go like this. I want you to hold your ear. At the count of three, I want you to say meow. One, two, three.
Meow.
Open your hand. The ball is gone. Oh! What happened? Look, the ball have multiplied.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you see what's going to happen now? You see what? Okay, you know what? Which one do you choose? Which ball do you choose between these two balls?
This one.
Okay, I'm going to take this one, put here, and take this one. What's the color of this one?
It's red.
I want you to open your hand, squeeze your hand tighter. What's the color of this one?
Red.
I didn't mean to laugh, but I have to. Do you know why?
Why?
The ball in my hand is invisible.
Oh, wow.
So, do you want me to continue with this trick?
No, we don't really have time.
Yeah, it's fine. I think. Oh, she want me to continue.
Oh, you.
She want me to continue. Are you sure? Should I continue?
Yes, fine.
Can I stand up? Okay. So how many balls do we have here?
Two.
I'm gonna take this one. Oh no. You know what? Open your hand. Close your hand. At the count of three, how many balls do you have in your hand?
Two.
I'm gonna try to make them disappear. One, two, three.
Meow.
Open. Ah. Oh! What? How many balls now?
Three.
How did you do that?
I don't know.
Okay, you know what? I think I want you to help me. Let's count the ball together. Let's go.
One.
Two.
Three.
How many here?
Two.
And here?
One.
Okay, so I'm gonna get rid of this one. How many are left with now?
Two.
Ah! I didn't mean to laugh, but I have two. Do you know why?
Why?
I've left with nothing in my hand.
Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you.
So let's wrap up the interview. What lesson do you learn from the kids you entertain?
Yeah, you know, the lesson that I learned from the kids, I learned that I mustn't treat those kids like kids when I speak to them. I must speak to them as adult. So that's what I've learned from them. Yes.
What makes you sad?
Because I'm not always sad, I'm always happy. There are so many things that make me sad in special family problems sometimes, I guess. Yeah.
Who is responsible for giving you guys names like Jabulani?
Oh, we're likely we get to choose our own names, but we get to choose our own names, yeah.
This is a motivational show.
Yes.
So can you please tell me who motivates you?
Who motivate me the most? Yeah. There are so many people who motivate me. Yeah. There are so many people, you know. My family motivate me. Friends, they do motivate me. People around, they get to know people who knows about what I'm doing. They always motivate me to do what I do, you know, yeah.
To the kids at the hospital that have given up on life, do you have perhaps a message of hope for them?
Yeah, I do. You know what? I do have a message for them. You know what? Whatever happens to your life, you know, I understand, it's not easy, you know, but let's try to take things easy, you know, because I do understand, I know it's hard, you know, especially families, you know, because the parents are the ones who are affected as well, you know, so I just say to them, they mustn't forget, they mustn't give up, you know, yeah.
Thank you, Ali, for coming to my show, it was nice interviewing you.
Thanks to you.
Let's go for a break.
Thank you.